Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back, and we're going to take a quick look at, well, listen to what we've been talking about here. Well, take it away.
Concerned by the complicated, suspicious network of over 20 companies, we have identified the Bidens and their associates used to enrich themselves. Most of these companies were limited liability companies formed during Joe Biden's vice presidency.
This week, Republican lawmakers mapping out in the greatest detail yet a trail that they claim shows President Biden and several members of his family making millions from foreign sources, including communist China, and that he may have leveraged access to the White House to do it. To help break this down, we are joined by a member of the House Oversight Committee, South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman, thank you so much for taking the time. The Oversight Committee outlined a complex web of foreign contacts, shell companies, and business transactions that allegedly involve nine members of the Biden family, including, interestingly, funneling money perhaps to a grandchild.
Yes.
Tell us what we learned this week, Congresswoman.
That is 100% correct. And if I had a dime for every leftist media person that said, where is the evidence? Well, we showed evidence this week of bank records from four different banks. They're up to a dozen banks so far, up to nine Biden family members that were getting money from communist China, from Romania, from our adversaries around the world, including one probably unwilling participant, a Biden grandchild, nieces and nephews, a brother or a son, current wives and ex-wives. No one was registered as a foreign agent. There's no business plan. Why were there dozens and dozens of shell companies having this money funnel from communist China and Romania and other places, Russia too, to the Biden family members if they weren't getting access or paying for access? And when you look at the records of the vice president, the revolving door of Hunter Biden's clients, and you see that Hunter Biden and maybe other members of the Biden family were paying Joe Biden's bills, where does it end?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you said that none of them were registered as foreign agents. Do you believe that there were FARA violations here, which would be criminal in nature?
This is the tip of the iceberg. We are just getting started. We've had less than 100 days of subpoena power. The FBI clearly and DOJ are not doing their job. We need to make sure that we provide as much evidence as possible and do, if it requires, a referral to the DOJ since we cannot press charges. We need to follow the facts where they lead us. And I can tell you, in seeing the bank records and suspicious activity reports, there's no excuse for the tens of millions. And we're up to 10 million right now. But I'll tell you, it is far greater than that at this time. And the left needs to decide if U.S. presidents are above the law. The left needs to decide if the law applies to everyone or only Republicans at this point, because the American people don't trust the government.
Congresswoman, let's take a listen to a little bit more of what Congressman Comer had to say at that press conference.
President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now.
Now, if you we're going to put this chart up here. If you're looking at the chart, you can see just a sample of how the Biden family has allegedly made millions, a large portion there, and this is just one chart, coming from China. So it does seem, Congresswoman, more apparent than ever that the president did lie about not being involved with his son or his family's business dealings. Looks like he lied when he said his family never took any money from China. And he lied. He said he never met these folks that his brother and his son were doing business with, who we now know have been to the White House dozens and dozens of times. A lot of Americans are asking if this is just slimy and swampy, or is it illegal? Does this cross a line?
I believe this crosses a line, whether it's unethical or illegal. We do need to strengthen America's laws when it comes to pay-to-play schemes, when it comes to enriching your family enriching themselves because of your name or your position in U.S. government and politics. It's unbelievable to me that this hasn't been investigated to the full extent of the law by the FBI or the DOJ. We were also told that the laptop wasn't real, that we were all conspiracy theorists. And I've been able to call the balls and strikes on both sides of the aisle when I've seen corruption by either side, R or D. And yet we've been lied to over and over again. Secretary Blinken, now Secretary Blinken, even let a letter with a former CIA and FBI guys that said this was Russian disinformation.
Right.
Turns out all that we've been talking about for years now turns out to be true.
Yeah. And then the media has, of course, barely covered this story other than Newsmax and a couple of others. What little coverage it has received has just been dismissing the Oversight Committee's claims. The FBI has now failed to turn over a key document allegedly showing President Joe Biden traded policy changes in exchange for cash payments during his time as vice president. Again, it is a whistleblower. Came forward with a bribery allegation against the president, but they won't give you the information. How will the committee pursue getting that information?
Well, certain members of the committee have actually seen the document. We know the document exists. And based on Christopher Wray and the FBI's reaction to our inquiry about the letter, we now know that the documentation exists. I'm going to be urging Senator Grassley and Congressman Comer to show their cards on this. We need to show how deep the federal government is going to protect the Biden family. The American people deserve to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this instance. And we've got to show that we're willing to hold both sides accountable. And the Republicans and Democrats alike need to hold ourselves accountable as well.
Real quick, just 15 seconds, Congresswoman. What's next to your IRS records from these various members of the Biden family? What's going to be the next step?
There will need to be more subpoenas, more bank records. There's going to be more requests for suspicious activity reports because we found out there are more Bidens involved than we realized. There are more bank accounts involved than we realized. We even have bank account information from an unknown Biden. We need to figure out who that one is.
Right.
And show the American people. It's going to take some time. This is still at the start of our investigation.
Yeah.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. And Comer and other members from Oversight will show the American people what evidence we have.
All right, we're back. Joyce in New Jersey pledges
fifth. Answer that question.
South Carolina.
All right, we're back. Joyce in New Jersey pledges 50. Adrian in Illinois, 20. Anonymous in Pennsylvania, 100. Folks, we're still about 6,400 short of our goal. We got to hear from you. I mean, well, you've heard what we're bringing you tonight. This is what we do every night. Now think about this. We have virtually less than 10 hours, closer to about 8 hours a month to come out here and to pledge it, to raise enough money to stay on for another 30 days. And so we need your help to do it. It's not easy. U.S. to
we
purchase.
We certainly do.
Yeah. U.S. to
I
purchase.
I want to add that if, you know, even if a fraction of the listeners out there, they're so used to hearing radio is the only thing left that's free, but there's all that advertising. Well, we've never used advertisers. They wouldn't stick with a program like this. You watched them bail ship on everybody else. And if, you know, 10%, 20% of the listeners out there would send in a small donation, we would not have to do fundraising for a long time. So I would just ask you to prayerfully consider, you know, if... You know, 500,000 of you out there sent in $5, $10, we would be taken care of. So some of you that listen but don't donate, just send a small donation, whether you want to pledge or not, and you'll be laying up crowns and treasures.
Joe, you wouldn't believe how many letters we've gotten from people from those six states we went off of saying, I wish we had donated, I'm sending it in now, but I wish I'd done it and kept you on the air. We tried. Did we try to tell them. Did we really try to tell them?
And right, so, we do.
And
well,
so,
it's kind of unusual. Not too many, you know, the radio programs are totally listener-supported, especially where the people involved in the radio ministry aren't making a living out of it. None of us are drawing a salary. In fact, none of us take any money. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep the ministry going. And we're not here to make a fortune, make a paycheck, and sell you things. We're here to do the Lord's work and be the watchman on the wall that God called us to be.
Right. Joe, I've got to go give those numbers again. It's 888-281-1110. That's credit cards, too. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. U.S. to purchase 3 million barrels of oil at $80 a barrel to replenish emergency oil reserves depleted by Joe Obama Biden after Democrats blocked Trump from purchasing $24 a barrel of oil 3 years ago. I remember that. I remember
right.
that.
We talked about it.
Yep. So on Monday, the U.S. Department of Energy announced that it will purchase up to 3 million barrels of oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve after the Biden regime aggressively drained the U.S. stockpile. Right now, if we were to go to war, we'd be in bad shape, wouldn't we?
We would. Now, I want to do a complimentary story. Keep in mind what Pastor Ernie just said. He's refilling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve with very expensive oil. Okay, here's the story. U.S. allies are snapping up Russian oil, and they're selling their own to boost profits. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates are among Gulf states that are purchasing large quantities of Russian oil despite U.S. objections and having their own oil. And what they're doing is they're using the Russian oil and then selling. They have more oil, so they're selling their oil, which we're paying $80 a barrel for, to fill our reserves. So in a sense, Russia's making out like a fox. They're buying the cheaper Russian oil and then turning around selling their oil to us at a huge profit. I think the Russian oil was selling, what, way under $60 a barrel. So they're making a fortune off of Biden's stupid domestic plans. And basically, folks, you're paying for it. The Russians are winning, and we're paying for it. Thank you, Joe Biden.
All right, Joe, you know, Gwen pledges 50. We're doers of the word. Baptist Church, the church that I pastor, are exactly that. They're really doers of the word. And they've been supporting this ministry and the pro-life ministry and the prison ministry in a big, big way. And, well, I'm going to just go out because you know, we've got to put our money where our mouth is. And I'm going to pledge from Doers of the Word one more $1,000 tonight. And so right now we're going to do that one more $1,000. And I'm looking. I've got to have some matches. Hey, Joe. Come on, Joe. Can you match it for $1,000?
What I'm going to do, I was gone all day, didn't get in until late. Harriet and I are going to pledge 200.
All right.
Didn't get in time to call into the website.
And, wow, 200,000? That?
No, 200. Watch the zeros.
Okay. Right.
I could write a $200,000 check, but I don't think you want to put it through your account.
All right, Joe. Listen, boy, nothing like being put on the spot, is there?
No, nothing.
Well, you can count on me.
I can always count on you to do something like that to me. Yeah.
All right, here's what we need. Let's see if we can do this. I'm going to try my best to get people to match me. You folks out there listening out there tonight, you see what we did. I want you to match me. You got to keep us on the air. We only have less than actually 10 hours a week in a month to be able to raise enough money to stay on there. And in all the years and 50 years on the radio, we have never, ever, 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 ever one time backed down or compromised. We've stood our ground. We've never given in to the bullies. When they try to push us around, we push back and push back hard. And we've always gotten better than we've given, or always given better than we've gotten. So, again, we need some matches. All right, we've got...
And I need some because here I am. We don't... I'd hate to think of the hours. You and I put more hours into the radio than a lot of people do at their job. And if we're willing to, we believe in enough to donate our own treasure, there should be some people out there willing to match us.
Absolutely. Gene from Youngstown pledges 300. All right, let me see what we got here. Come on now, where we're at. Okay. All right, we right now, we need, let me see, 4,000. We need 4,900, 4,900, 4,900, and we got approximately 35 minutes.
Four matches for you, four for me, and we've done it.
Yeah, that's right. I need four matches of 1,000. Four matches of 1,000, folks. and four matches of 200.
We'll pretty much have it covered.
Absolutely. All right. Joe, American heroes abandoned. Homeless veterans are displaced, Joe, by Democrats to make way for armies of migrants in New York. The mistreatment of veterans in New York mirrors the displacement of citizens in Europe, accommodating refugees. In a deeply, deeply distressing and alarming series of events, homeless American veterans in New York have been forcefully evicted from their temporary housing to make room for hundreds of undocumented, uninvited migrants, mainly military-aged. In other words, he's bringing in the enemy. Biden's terrorists. Joe Biden's terrorists is what we're talking about, folks. We're telling you, we are in a war. This is a war. It's a civil war, folks. Again, the White House is committing high treason. High treason. And and so the shocking treatment
of our
veterans.
The story of the Trojan horse in the city of Troy. Well, this is the Trojan horse of the, you know, border under control, right?
All right. Curtis in Vancouver pledges 200. Thank you, Curtis. Okay. The shocking treatment of our veterans who have bravely served and sacrificed for their country is stark betrayal. The prioritization of non-Americans over those honorable individuals reflects a real disturbing trend also seen in Europe. All righty. Folks, there you go. We've got...
Well, not only are they kicking out the veterans, but they're in New York. They're picked several schools in the Bronx, and they're going to be setting up migrant housing in the gymnasiums of the public school system and about five different schools in the Bronx. And the kids that, of course, you know, couldn't have sports or athletics or gym class during all the shutdown because of the COVID, now they're not going to be able to use any of those same facilities because there'll be migrant housing holding all these, quote, adult males from all over the world right in the middle of
Military age, of fighting age. And you know, how many thousands of known terrorists has Biden brought into this country
no idea. I mean, we know we've captured quite a few, but just remember, so many gotaways. There are so many, what they said, almost 900,000 gotaways. We have no idea who they are, where they came from. But again, the media... which I'm going to make a connection here. The media is not telling the story at the border. So, like our listeners, you have to tell your friends, family, neighbors, coworkers what's going on because so many people that listen to the liberal media, the media lies mostly by the sin of omission. If they don't want the people to know something, they don't tell the story. But remember, when this Durham report came out, the media. There were hundreds and hundreds of hours of hammering about Russia collusion, you know, Donald Trump and colluding with the Russians. We had, remember, the Washington Post, the New York Times, why they received one of the nation's big awards, the National Reporting Honor. Well, now Republicans are calling on them that the Washington Post to return the 2018 Pulitzer Prize because it's been totally debunked. You know.
All right, Joe.
Trump did not collude with Russia.
John, so we know that. John from
what?
John from Rexville, I think it is, or John from the Bronx. From the Bronx.
Bronx.
Pledges 1,500. Pledges 1,500. Thank you, John. We need to get some matches from John from the Bronx, folks. All we need now, right now, we're down to about 3,200. We're 3,200 short of our goal for tonight.
Thank you, John. But let me, if we can here, just kind of continue with this. We've got these two big newspapers received big prizes for promoting a lie that's been debunked by every report. And the news is still continuing to not talk about the border, not tell the story. And here there's another big story, and it comes from Real America's Voice. Their reporter down on the border, Ben Berquam, put pictures up on the internet of a bridge. There was a bridge there near Yuma, Arizona. It's a walking bridge over the Rio Grande River. That's a wide river, built by the Mexican cartel. Well, the news is not showing you pictures of it, but Real America's Voice is showing pictures. World News Daily is showing their pictures. And this is evidence that the Biden administration is facilitating this invasion. And, you know, it's interesting because they have all these cameras, they have all the high technology, they have the drones, they have the helicopters. So you can't tell me they don't know the bridge is there. Why is this bridge that was built by the cartel still standing?
Joe, let me ask you something. You see, people, a lot of good people, a lot of the people that are listening to us right tonight don't have televisions. They got rid of their televisions. They want nothing to do with their televisions, and they're not on the internet, Joe. So how would they know about what we're saying if it were not for this radio program?
That's right. That's why I'm bringing that up. I'm telling them about these pictures, and all of the people, the liberal media is not showing this, so all of those liberal people in the cities, those Dem-controlled cities, you know, across the country from one coast to the other, they have no idea what's going on. They will not know about the cartel-built bridges. They don't know that the cartels are really the ones who are in control of the border.
They are, absolutely. And Sue from Illinois pledges 1,000. She matched my pledge. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Sue. All right, folks, it's 888. We have approximately, let me see here, approximately 20 minutes left, right? No, 25 minutes. We have 25 minutes left. And so we got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. Those are with credit cards, or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you tonight. Joe,
well,
DHS engaged in massive censorship and laundering scheme. The government is trying to erase your First Amendment rights. Guess what? We've been talking about that for a while, haven't we?
We sure have.
Chairman Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina, of the Subcommittee on Oversight, Investigations, and Accountability, has held a hearing the other day about the role the Department of Homeland Security and its Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, have played in illicitly targeting Americans with censorship, which is a violation of the First Amendment rights. We're like in a police state, Joe. It's all out war here. Entitled Censorship Laundering, How the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Enables the Silencing of Dissent. The hearing, which you can watch, the opening of below, unpacked how the federal government, via non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that were used as cover, targeted the online voices of millions and millions of Americans, all in the name of fighting misinformation and disinformation and malinformation. And that's exactly what they were doing. That's what they were putting out, huh?
There's some of the stuff, you couldn't make this up if you were writing fantasy fiction, right?
Well, you know, this again, this is what's happened in Russia. This is what's happened in communist countries. The Nazis did this. We're there now. There is no Democratic Party. They're communist to the bone. They're every bit as much communist as Joseph Stalin and Nikita Khrushchev. And so that's the reality.
Look at Comey. Back in 2018, the head of the FBI wrote a book, right?
Yep.
A Higher Loyalty. And in the book, he pushed the lie that Trump was engaged in these Russian showers with Russian prostitutes at the presidential suite and the Russian hotel on a very bed that President Obama and the First Lady slept. Well, we know that the FBI knew this was all allegations because they had intelligence from the general manager of the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow, who denied he never heard of these claims. He told the FBI Trump never stayed there, never stayed in the presidential suite, and yet Comey is still promoting his book. We have a man that should be arrested, tried for treason for what he did because he interfered with an election. He made lies about a candidate that may have destroyed a reputation. He hid information. He signed off on those court.
Joe, I got to jump in. We've got 25 minutes left, Joe, and we're the phone lines are not ringing right now. They've got to be ringing, folks. We got to hear from you. We only have 25 minutes left tonight. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Sue from Illinois, Mashpee 4000. We're looking for a few more people. We're looking for someone to match John from the Bronx for 1500. All we need is a couple of them, folks. We need about three of those, and we're good for the night. So can we hear you? Help us out. Help us out. We've never, listen, in 50 years, we've never again compromised. We've never backed down. We've stood our ground. We've always pushed back against the deep state, the Antichrist, the pro-death movement, the ungodly, the anti-God movement in this country. And we will, with every breath we have, we will stand up for righteousness and push back against the uncleanness and the evil, but we need your help to continue to do it. So
exactly, and I have a short story that will tell you truth that you're not going to hear anywhere. I found this on a leafang.com. Big tech resumed hiring foreign workers just weeks after the layoffs. Remember, the chief executive of Google wrote back in January and talked about it. The company was going to lay off 12,000 Google employees. Well, and you talked about, I have this difficult news to share. It weighs heavily on me, blah, blah, forced by economic reality. He almost cried on as he did this. Well, here it is just a little later. His firm, Google, has applied for applications for low-paid foreign workers to come to America and take highly specialized tech jobs. These are special visas. Google has filed dozens of applications for foreign workers to serve as software engineers, analytical consultants, user experience researchers, and other roles. Yeah, so they're fired Americans, up to 12,000, and now they're bringing in low-paid foreign workers to work at Google, and the same thing is going on. Here it is, newly disclosed data released by the Department of Labor yesterday showed thousands of recent H-1B foreign worker visas requested by firms that just underwent massive layoffs, including Facebook, Meta Platforms, Amazon, Zoom, Salesforce, Microsoft, and Palantir. America's big corporate, you know, world-type businesses are laying off American workers by the thousands. They're bringing in foreigners under these H-1B foreign workers visas that the Biden administration is approving. In other words, all you union workers out there, you American workers out there, you're being, I don't know if I can use the word on radio, you've heard the term, you're being had, and Biden is facilitating all these foreign workers to come over and take over American jobs. He's letting in millions of foreigners through the border to take over what? Jobs and vote Democrat. This country is being taken over, and Joe Biden and his minions are the ones who are fomenting the revolution like the Trojan horse at the Battle of Troy. We are being, you know, murdered economically, and sooner or later it may come to physically.
Well, you know, yesterday we played that clip from Chicago where all of the black folks out there who voted for Biden are being put on lists. They're being replaced by illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And so now they're crying the blues. But you know what? They deserve it. If you voted for Biden, you deserve it. And again,
who do you think worked for Google and worked for Facebook and Meta and Amazon and Salesforce? All these are very liberal corporations, and they hired liberal workers. And now the liberal government and the liberal corporations are replacing, my guess is somewhere around 70, 80,000 American workers with low-paid foreigners. So these liberals voted themselves out of their own jobs.
We'll be right back. And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, he's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him, never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did his way. He lived, he suffered and died, but he arose in power and glory. In him I now abide, for history is just his story. His word is where life's at, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
Boy, that guy can sing, I'm telling you.
Alrighty. Listen, yeah, we've got about, let me see, 15 minutes still on the air, and we're about 1,800 short. We're 1,800 short, but we'll be here for till midnight. We'll be here till midnight. So again, we need right now, we need about $100 a minute between now and midnight. About $100 a minute, or we just need two people to match the 1,000, or we need four people to match 500 out there, or one person to match the 1,500 and another the 500. But we need it. We've got, again, like I said, actually 15 minutes left on the air at 888-281-1110. Yes, we have Sister Mary Grace pledged 130, and Janice from Minnesota pledges 200. Thank you, thank you. Alrighty. 888.
Read from Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with it withal, it shall be measured to you again. God is saying when you give, he will make sure that you can continue to give. You've got his word on it, not mine.
All right, very good. And we're very frugal, believe me, with what we get, folks. We really, by the way, if you don't get our newsletter, you really need to get the newsletter. It's free. You know, it don't cost you anything. It's on us. But it is it's a good newsletter. We have a lot of people telling me how glad they are they got the newsletter, especially many of those that were on those stations that we went off, Joe. They still get the newsletter, and they still support us, and they keep telling us we hope we can get back on out there. And so, folks, again, we need to hear from you tonight. We've got about, right now, it looks like it's about 12 minutes left here on air. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe Biden tells black students to stand up against white supremacy. What a lie this guy is. What a liar. Then the unfortunate video resurfaced again for Joe. Oh, I remember Joe going back all the way back when Joe was a racist. But who is the white supremacist? Well, remember for Joe Biden, unfortunately, there was a video of old Joe delivering the eulogy and the KKK Kliegel Senator Robert Byrd's funeral.
Yep, KKK Byrd.
And here, again, and him and Joe Biden were thick as thieves, weren't they?
They sure were. It was almost like Joe Biden's mentor. And he hung around with all the racists. And all of a sudden now he has this transformation. He gets a chance to be president, and he's a puppet on a string saying what he's told. And the more we talk about hatred, the more he talks, the more divisive the country becomes, the more people are afraid of each other, hate each other, which is the goal of the communists long ago. Create the hatred, make people fight. The Bible says a house divided against itself cannot stand. God knows what he's talking about. Joe Biden is evil, and he's creating the division and the hatred to make it happen.
Absolutely. Joe, Canadian academics write paper arguing in favor of euthanasia for poor people. This has really been a big and bigger problem in Canada, just north of the border, considering how rapidly Canada's suicide regime has grown and the Trudeau government's determination to expand further. I think we should really treat proposals like this one deadly serious. As support for assisted suicide in Canada continues to climb, despite an excruciating series of stories reporting that poor and disabled are opting for lethal injections out of pure desperation, we are witnessing the emergence of a truly anti-Christian culture. As a headline in the UK magazine, The Spectator asked last year, why is Canada euthanizing the poor? The response from the bioethicists appear, well, why not? There you go.
Well, one of the big reasons we talked about it quite a while ago was a lot of these people are waiting for health care that they can't get. They're in pain and they're suffering, and many times they can go, and of course the doctors will prove suicide, you know, by doctor, and they can get that done, but they can't get the surgery or the treatment or the cancer care they need to live. And because they don't have the money to come to the U.S. to get medical care, they opt for suicide because they can't take the, you know, handle the pain anymore.
So you're
kind of forced in a way. They're being forced into a corner by the system that wants to eliminate, you know, the useless eaters, the poor that aren't productive in society, which is we saw happen in Nazi Germany and other socialist countries.
Well, here, the NHS director confirms doctors lied about cause of death to create the illusion of COVID-19 pandemic. Before COVID arrived in the scene, there were four types of pneumonia, which, when added together, amounted to the highest cause of death in the UK. And according to the director of end-of-life care, the newly implemented medical examiner system to certify deaths during the alleged pandemic meant medical examiners were falsely certifying those pneumonia deaths as COVID-19. You don't suppose they were doing that here in America, do you, Joe?
I think they were doing it all around the world. They were doing it in every country that we know. Western civilization has become corrupt and is going through the same thing that's happening here in America is happening all over the world.
There's
a revolution going on.
And we were reporting on it. We were giving you all the instances of all of these people who, you know, they everything. I mean, if you got into a car wreck, you had COVID.
Yeah, came in with a bullet.
Yeah.
One guy was shot and he died. It was with COVID.
So yeah.
They called it a COVID death because the hospital could get more money. But the guy died from a gunshot wound. He just happened to have been exposed, had the antibodies show up on a COVID blood test.
Let's not lose touch. Your government and big tech are actively trying to censor the information reported by the expose to serve their own needs. Okay. There you go, folks. We've been telling you. We're at war, and this is why you need us here, because we'll tell you the truth. You're not going to get it. NBC, ABC, CBS, they are simply government propaganda machines. They're owned, they work, and they will tell you whatever lie that they're told to tell, and they will not cover. Like all of this, a lot of the stuff we talked about tonight, in fact, most of what we talked about tonight, they will not cover. They're not covering. They've got zero coverage by those on the laptop, on the Biden crime cartel, the Biden crime family. You're getting zero coverages by the three so-called mainstream networks. Okay, Linda in Chicago pledges 25. Thank you, Linda. All right, we've got about
bad news for all the red-blooded Americans out there that, you know, this is the time of year when a lot of men get Sports Illustrated. They have the swimsuit edition. Well, this time it's going to be the famous transgender female pop star Kim Petras as the cover model. There's going to be a man taking over the cover of the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. And according to the Sports Illustrated, there is no theme in this year's issue. Rather, there is a vision, a sentiment, a hope that women can live in a world where they feel no limitations internally or externally. This is according to
Sports Illustrated has become so sleazy, Joe. They have become so that anybody who subscribes to that, they don't really deserve it any other than that.
They probably don't. But the thing is, they're talking about how women can live and a certain world feel no limitations, but it's not about women. It's about these men who are masquerading as women who never can really be one. And, you know, so this whole thing is a war on women.
5 minutes. We've got 5 minutes.
Good form.
5 minutes left. 888-281-1110, folks. 888-281-1110. We'll be on the air at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We have about five more minutes on the air. And, in fact, how much time do we have before we go to... okay. We've got time to do a couple more quick articles, Joe, and then we've got to give the invitation. Okay. Here's a one. Planned pre-accusation, Biden regime ensuring that illegal migrants released into America interior will never come back for asylum here. He's making it, they do not want him to come back. Again, how many terrorists has Biden brought into this country? We know that the Biden crime cartel are involved working hand in hand with the drug cartels where it comes to the drugs, bringing in all of the drugs into the country, and also the human smugglers and the pedophile rings. They're working hand in hand. His job given to him by the Chinese Communist Party was to keep that border open, and Joe has done it. He's destroying America, folks, and he shouldn't get away with it. This guy should face charges of high treason. He should never be able to get away with it, him and the entire Biden crime cartel.
Well, the whole Democrat Party, too, wants it because they think all these people will be beholden to the Democrat Party. They will sooner or later be, you know, given amnesty and then citizenship, and they will have turned the tide, and the red states will become blue, and the Democrat Party will be in power forever. That's their dream. That's their goal. And that's why we have the Trojan horse of the open borders.
Well, you know, those poor folks that have been voting for the Democrats are going to realize the Democrats are giving all their property away.
Like all the jobs were given away to all these liberal techies are going to find out that some foreigner from India, Pakistan, somewhere else is taking their job at half the money while they look for jobs.
All righty.
Their own party's betraying them.
Joe, you've got 4 minutes. You got to tell them how they can avoid heaven. Or avoid hell and get to heaven. And folks, you've got 12 minutes till midnight. We'll be here. We got to hear from you. We really do. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673.
John 14:16-18. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. The Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, this is what makes a man born again. Would you like the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God? Do you know how to have the Holy Spirit dwell in you? How you become a born-again believer? Well, it's simple in theory, but you have to do something. You have to repent. Repent the fact that your sins are why God sent his Son, the Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world, to be placed on the cross of Calvary, to take my place, your place, Pastor Ernie's place. Jesus came to be that sacrificial lamb, died for us. So if we repent to his Father that we're truly sorry that our sins placed Jesus on that cross, that he had to die for us, we will be forgiven. Once we're forgiven, we can call Jesus the Redeemer, the Messiah. We can ask Jesus to be Lord of our life, to come into our life, be that Lord all of our life. We give ourselves to him completely. And if we do this, he will then send us the Holy Spirit. And we have the down payment then on eternal life. We become our own high priest, our own whole temple. We become part of a living church, and we become part of sons and daughters of God himself. We're part of God's family now, and we will be joint heirs with Jesus in everlasting life. And we are these born-again believers that Scripture talks about. If Jesus told Nicodemus to enter the kingdom, you must be born again. And having that Holy Spirit is that spiritual birth, that makes us born again. It's the greatest decision that anyone will ever make in their life. It's a decision that, well, it lasts for eternity. God sends no one to hell. You get to choose. You, your decisions, decide whether you go to heaven with Jesus or you go to hell without God. It's up to you. It's a decision you and only you can make. The sooner you make it, the better off you will be, because many people die before they get around to calling upon the Lord for forgiveness of their sins. Do it tonight while you still live and can make that decision. Right, Pastor?
Well, right. You don't want to run out of tomorrow's tonight show. What do you say to people that say, well, I choose another way to get to heaven through another God? What do you tell them?
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes into the Father except by me. It is the only way. There is no other way. Oprah thinks she can make her own salvation, but she's confused.
Existence. It speaks with the absolute authority of God's Word, the Bible, with the absolute perfect knowledge and authority with God's Word, the Bible. No. And so we're just about, how much time do we have? I'm sorry. Okay. So, folks, there is none. And, you know, again, everything else we've talked about tonight someday won't matter, but one thing will matter. The time will come. This will happen. There's no chance at all, no chance at all that this won't happen. The time will come when the only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord Jesus. That's right. You say you can't get anybody else into heaven. The day will come when it's about you. It's about you.
Acts 3 says that. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Repent, or you will perish.
All right.
That's what the Lord says.
So, there you go. We still have just a few minutes here. We're going to be here till midnight, and we really need to hear from you at...
give out the numbers.
888 281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, so we're out of time for tonight, Joe, just like we get here every night at this time. So, folks, until tomorrow, we want to say hopefully we'll hear from you tonight. Good night. God bless. And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.